And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Hi there.
So here we are coming to you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. They changed it. It used to be better parts, better prices every day. But now they're your professional parts people. So I just want to make sure everybody knows that. They have updated their stuff, and we're very excited that they are a part of the team here. Also, if you love music, you need to download the Pickle Jar app. The Pickle Jar Live app is awesome. You can tip people, friends, bands, your favorite artists. You can support some great causes around town. And you can watch exclusive content and videos and all that kind of stuff as well that you can't find anywhere else. Download it for your Apple, download it for your Droid, and all the links and everything you need to know are at picklejar.com. Hi.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, what's up?
Hi there.
So I spent some time in Memphis on our vacation, and I went to this place called Cozy Corner. I did a lot of research on it. There's a lot of great, you're not going to go wrong. It's about a block away from St. Jude Hospital. And
I just want to point out that Big D has been talking about this since he got back, and it was a week before
he hasn't talked to
then.
Me about it. I don't know anything about it.
I'm just saying I have not seen you this fixated on a restaurant.
Oh, it's a food
in a while.
Place?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah, it's a restaurant. So I've got ribs there, and boy, the ribs were so good, but they're different. They weren't like a lot of people like ribs real sweet. These were not that.
I like my meaty. I just like it with just a little hint of salt, even.
Yeah,
and just meaty.
Yeah, these were done over charcoal. And smoked over charcoal. And I don't know what, I think they're using oak wood that they just put into the charcoal. And so it just slowly it didn't have a crazy bark, but it had a little bit of a bark and was fine. And it wasn't fall off. It was, had a good bite to it, which is good. I don't like it, but just it's super over tender.
I like it over tender because then that little thing at the end of the thing, you know what I'm talking about, that little nub or whatever that is, gets real soft and gelatinous.
The where the blood's coming out of the bones?
No. Like it's like where I don't know. It's like where it's like a tendon or a ligament or something that connects at the very. You know what I'm talking about?
I did know what you mean.
Yeah, when it turns gelatinous, that's like when you know it's right.
Oh,
that's the
I do
flavor.
Know what you mean. Yeah, I know what you mean. So these. But now I'm trying to replicate it on my charcoal grill. I've got a PK grill, and so I'm trying to replicate it on that. And so I've got to do a two zone thing, and trying to. But with the charcoal, you got to keep the temps at like. You know, 300 degrees or so, 325. It's not easy. It's not like just dialing a burner in. You're dealing with flame. So you got to use the air intakes and all that kind of stuff. So I'm trying to, today I'm going to be, this weekend I'm going to be really practicing. Isn't that exciting?
That is very exciting.
Super exciting.
Because this means sooner rather than later, we're going to come into work one day and there's going to be samples.
Right. There'll be ribs.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. This is very exciting. There's going to be samples of your experiments.
Listen, you feel free to bring the rejects in.
Okay.
Like it's not quite right, but it's still pretty good. You bring that right on in, Bubba, and I'll eat that.
There's a lot of different ways of doing ribs. You know, people that do the ribs, some people do them in a crock pot. Some people do them in the oven. Some people do pressure cooker. Some people on a grill, a smoker. There's all kinds of different ways. And I don't think any of them are wrong. It just depends on what kind of the flavor you want, the texture you want. Because, like, sometimes, like the other day I had, I brought you guys in that pulled pork.
Mm-hmm.
I put that on the smoker, and it was getting late, and I was like, ah. So I threw it in a crock pot and with some orange juice and just let it finish off.
Crock pot, raindrop.
I mean, Instant Pot.
Instant pot.
Different. Yeah. Pressure cooker. Yeah. And I let it finish off. It probably took another 40 minutes or so. Yeah. And it turned out really nice. You just kind of lose that bark is the only thing, you know?
Plus the bark is much worse than the bite.
And so it just gets soft.
You knew that was coming.
It's just not it doesn't have the crunch kind of to it, but the flavor is still in it because that smoke's already in that meat.
We've been eating out too much at my house. Just way too much.
Really?
It's just, well, because of the baby. Like, we're all, you know,
tired.
We're still just,
yeah.
Vivica cooks still more than me, but I'm like, you know, we just don't have any, like, energy to just go, let's.
Yeah,
well,
you're just not in the mood.
Yeah, yeah. I get it, man. That's a lot.
So, and we got really used to it when the baby was really little. You just order, take out every meal. So we got used to
Do you
to
order
that
delivery?
No, there's enough places close to my house now that I just go get it.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
I just.
What are you eating?
I don't know, whatever. There's literally whatever kind of food you can think of, there's places.
Yeah,
close to my
house. Think over by where.
There's also like a couple grocery stores that have hot food in the deli that you can get there.
And you know, they also have those little pre-done, like for two.
Yep.
Things that you have to cook. You can just throw them in the oven or whatever, microwave.
What are those? What are you talking about?
They're like little pre-done meals.
Yeah,
and usually for two. I mean, yeah, I think like maybe some
which sounds like a meal for me.
Or enchiladas or
and so it's already done and it's kind of, you know, varied, it's different kind of stuff. And you throw it in the oven.
It's not frozen. It's in a refrigerator.
It's not frozen.
So it's got feels fresher.
I didn't know this. Why?
It's in the meat section.
I don't do a lot of that stuff. Like whenever I go to the store, I literally the only things I buy that are like quick preparation things are like those little pizzas. There's some cauliflower pizzas that I just live off of.
Yeah.
You know, because I can come home and turn the oven on, and 15 minutes later, I'm eating.
Same thing. You can do that, but you'd be eating all kinds of different things.
Yeah.
Like you said, enchiladas or...
We just have to stop that, because I have... Look at me. I'm just tired of being fat, man. I did a podcast. I don't do a lot. I haven't been doing as many Five Whiskey Patrick podcasts, but I'm going to try to get back into it.
All right.
And so I did one this week with Robert K. Orman, who's like a country music historian.
Yeah.
And super nerdy country music talk for the most part. But he made a joke about how he had lost a lot of weight because he realized he was losing his hair and he couldn't be old and fat and bald. He goes, you can only be one of those three things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my hair is starting to really kind of give up the ghost. And I'm over 40 now, so like, I'm probably going to lose some weight. I can't be old and fat and bald. Can't be.
So you can only have one of the three?
Two of the three. You can be two of the three.
Any
you can
two
be old and
three.
Bald, or you can be old and fat. But if you're old and fat and bald.
Yeah. Unfortunately, okay. I think I.
You've been fat and bald for a long time. You're just not old yet. Yeah,
I hit the jackpot.
So you got to be careful.
I'm still 39, so it's all good.
So you're going to stop eating out, and that's going to help you lose weight?
I think so.
It will.
I'm having a procedure done right after my birthday, which is coming up in 2 weeks, and so I've got
a fat surgery.
No, you know, I'm having the scope done. I don't.
Oh,
really
you have a colonoscopy.
Yeah.
So like you can't eat for like 2 days, and then you like clean you out, and then you're not going to eat the third day of the thing because you basically just want to sleep afterwards, and. So I'm like,
and smoke a cigarette.
That's a heck of a head start.
And then
you
say,
know?
You know what? It really wasn't that bad.
Everybody says that.
And I just
the
didn't
worst
even.
Part,
I didn't even.
The
worst
part
is that
is
you didn't remember his name.
Right.
Oh my God. How many inappropriate jokes are you going to freaking squeeze into this?
All of them.
As many as we can.
The worst part is the prep, because you basically.
Think of the things they're going to be saying while he's knocked out with his legs up in the air. Have you seen the stirrups yet? What do they do? How do they do that?
I have no idea how they do it, man.
Do you want to know?
I don't
want
to know.
I can look it up.
They give you the option of like. Don't look it up. They
all
give you the option of fully passed out, mostly passed out, or like they can kind of like just
the
mildly
dream.
Snake you so you can kind of see. No,
twilight
my buddy Dominic told me they left it to where he could like watch because he's a weirdo. He wanted to give him localized anesthetic and he kind of wanted to be awake for it. And I'm like, no way. You need to knock me out. I need to be completely unconscious.
He had a monitor and he could see it.
Oh yeah. He said he could see it like he was watching it.
On a screen.
On a TV.
On a big
that big.
Screen.
Yeah.
Oof.
I'm like, nope.
Wow.
Don't want to see that.
I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see any of it. I don't
want I'm gonna be graphic here. He said the worst part was right before it starts. Because before they go in, the camera is basically, he's like, that's part of myself I never really wanted to see. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to see that. I don't need to see any of this. Okay.
Will they have to shave you?
I don't know. But if they do, I hope I'm passed out when they do it.
They're going to have to.
I hope they, if they do, I hope they save it because I can use that for Firestar.
When I had my my gallbladder out, they shaved me, and I. That's not
they
even,
shaved
yeah.
me while I was unconscious.
Yeah, I don't. I woke up and I'm like,
same
what's
thing
going
happened
on
to me.
Here?
I woke up from a gallbladder surgery, and my belly was shaved, yeah. and I went, they shaved my belly while it's somebody's job. To shave you while you're unconscious.
Oh, wow.
And don't ever complain about your day at work, people. Wow. Let me tell you, because you don't know the quality of person that is going under the knife. Some days they're good. Some days they're us.
So do you think they're doing that to me every night when I go to sleep?
That's it. That's the answer. It's your wife, actually.
You put your CPAP on and...
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I tell you, speaking of, let's just do it all. We colonoscopy, now let's talk about CPAPs. man, dude, I tried to sleep the other day without it.
Yep, not too good, huh?
Wow. That's how I used to sleep. Mm-hmm. I didn't.
So I went on vacation. We, on the first night down, we like drove most of the way and then stayed in one hotel, and then we drove the rest of the, because we have a baby, so I drove at night. And you drove the rest of the way the next day and stayed for like four nights. Well, I brought my CPAP, but I wasn't going to take it out and set it up in the hotel that we're only going to be at one night. We're leaving first thing in the morning. So I'm not going to do that. Oh, my God, I didn't sleep at all. I mean, I would sleep for like 20 minutes and wake up and sleep. I'm like, ooh.
Really?
Mine was like
see, I don't realize that that's how bad I slept.
This is one of the good things about losing a little bit of weight is that eventually, you get to a point where hopefully you won't need that again.
Because
we
I
have,
don't,
we
I don't
all,
know, man.
When
I think
overweight, you get the fat flap.
Yeah,
and we can,
that's not
it's
what
a part
it is.
Of it, but that's not
no,
what
it's
it is.
Not it. It's
really?
Not. No, there are people who are thin and have it.
Oh yeah,
and
Luke Bryan
it's not even
has
an age
talked
thing.
About having a CPAP. Luke Bryan is not fat.
He's not fat. And it doesn't. And the age is not a thing either. But of course, as you get older, it does. But it's not necessarily.
Both of my older brothers have it. And my mother has it a little bit, sleep apnea. So it's a hereditary thing. I've always had it. So God knows I've probably taken 10 years off my life by not doing this sooner. So if you have trouble sleeping, go get tested.
I remember the first time, I would wake up. Now, do you not go to sleep or do you wake up a lot?
I don't wake up once I go to sleep. Sometimes I'll wake up. But if I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm up.
See, I don't think he has sleep apnea. I don't think that's what that is. Sleep apnea, you're going to wake yourself up. Your body's waking you up because you're not breathing.
And you think of it as, oh, I just toss and turn. Oh, I just
I don't really
I just
toss and turn
over.
Either. I will wake up in the exact same position I went to sleep in.
Yeah, he's always been that way.
And I fall asleep. It's weird because, and this is why you guys always said, oh, you have it. Because I will fall asleep within 30 seconds of my head hitting the pillow. And you're like, oh, that's a perfect indication. But I've always been like that since I was a little kid.
Yeah. I don't know that
See,
he
I
has
have
it.
Both. I have insomnia. Like, I can't fall asleep, and then I couldn't stay asleep. But at least now with the CPAP, once I'm out, I'll sleep 3-4 hours in one shot. And like Bubba said, I'll wake up in the exact position I fell asleep in, and that never used to happen.
Yeah, to the point where your back is sore.
Oh, yeah. I have my back and my neck are sore a lot when I wake up now, because sometimes I'll sleep 6-7 hours in a row and then wake up and feel great, except that I'm sore because I didn't move.
The worst is whenever you fall asleep on your arm and you wake up and it's like,
I do that. Oh, and it's totally.
Like, I can't feel it. I can't move it.
I hate that.
You're trying to move your fingers and it's like not working. It's just dangling. And you're like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
Before everyone tunes out and stops listening, I do want to use this to shamelessly plug our TikTok, because we need like 300 people to follow us on TikTok to get 10,000. So we are, I'm not even asking you to follow us because you might care, but please follow us because we need 10,000 people.
Yeah.
There's a time limit on this. So in order to get like the special, become a partner where they help share your videos and it'll help us out. Just
and we want
as a
that,
company.
That.
Yeah, we really want that. You need two things, or you need several things, but two of them are you need 10,000 followers and 100,000 views in the previous 30 days. Well, we don't typically get 100,000 views in 1 month on our TikTok, but we got like 250,000 views on that video of the Cleverleys playing, a little quick clip of them.
Yeah.
So that was 15 days ago, 2 weeks ago.
So we
have like 2 weeks to get 10,000 followers, and our monthly total will be over 100,000. So help us out if you tell your friends, follow us. If you're not, follow us on TikTok. You know, we could use it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Try to get that We're close. We're really close.
So this is like we have all the ingredients but one.
But one.
So
we just got to get over it. But we're short
time
period.
That's the problem. We only have 17 listeners. So it's hard to get. If you have 17 people listening, mm-hmm. then you're talking about only being able to tell 170 people if they tell 10 friends. But if you tell and then they tell and then their friends tell, we can get to this.
I mean, listen, we only have 17 people who listen to the radio show. But we have to admit that more people listen to the podcast, probably. Okay. It could be as many as, 60. So, help us out.
All right, now let's talk about compression socks for thrombosis. Do you guys
Can I tell you? Can I tell you?
Oh my gosh.
I was so worried.
You're kidding, and then he just goes
When I blew out my calf muscle, I tore my calf muscle, about a month and a half ago? And when I did, they wouldn't give me an MRI. Like, I never got an MRI on it. They're like, yeah. I'm like, you aren't worried about, thrombosis? And they're like, nah, you're good. I'm like, I am. I didn't want any kind of, blood clot or anything like that kind of, people die like that.
Oh, yeah. Quickly. I had to get one done. Mine was, when I tore mine, and I was just getting this, it's like, just wouldn't go away, and I was getting this weird pain, and I was like, and they went into one of those little clinics or whatever, walk-in kind of deals.
Yeah.
And they're like, we need to get this, whatever. So I had to go to another place to get it done, and it was a sexual experience.
Oh, really? How so?
What?
Yeah, they run it's like a, not a heat gun, but a, what do you call it? Infrared. So they run infrared, and they go on your leg, on the inside of your leg, because the vein is like high up on your inner thigh, whatever I just said. And then they just kind of run it down your leg,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of give a little pressure, and it's warm, and just kind of slowly goes down your, if you need to leave, you can.
No, it's okay.
Down your leg, but yeah, it's pretty okay. I was super chatty, who's your favorite team? What do you like to do? Hey, you ever cook much?
That just made me think. Did I tell you guys about my TSA experience? I didn't want to talk about it on the air because I know everybody complains about TSA, but I
they've gotten handsier.
Oh,
really? I need to go visit TSA.
Listen. All joking aside,
I've got all kinds of cool stuff in my bags.
Whoa. We're flying. don't
you
do
need
that.
Grow your mustache out.
Yeah.
hello, how are you?
They got the baby formula, the powder baby formula. Oh, it's tested for explosives. Really? Come
the
on.
Baby
the baby formula? The baby
formula.
And they like, well, you can just leave it behind. But everyone with any sense right now knows.
You need it.
Baby formula.
You can't go buy it.
You can't go buy it. Okay? Especially the specific kind. We're going on vacation, so... Vivica's freaking out, and they go, well, what we can do is we can check your bag, your other bag, and one of you has to submit to a full pat-down.
Ooh.
I'm like, okay, fine.
Oh, they were going, please don't be him. Please don't be him.
This is so dumb. Think about how dumb this is.
This
is
going to take a day and a half to pat him down.
Think about how dumb this is. They want to check... They want to check one of our bags, and then the one person in your party. So what are you going to find out? That I don't have a trigger on me? What if she did? You're only making one of us do it. It's so stupid.
Did you guys get to pick who got patted down?
Yeah, and I picked me because I'm not going to make my wife go through that. So they get this little old guy.
So you made some old guy do it.
Oh, my God. So this dude,
Mr.
I'm
Tiny
telling
Hands.
You right now, that guy touched my...
Your stuff?
Stuff.
Touch your junk?
About nine times.
Oh,
I'm not kidding. They come up both legs in the back and they go all the way up and do this thing.
Up
like
your
run
crack?
Their hand. Oh, no, up underneath. Okay. Because they feel all the way to the top of your thigh. Make sure they're checking to make sure you don't have like.
I don't know what you mean.
They're so not just checking
here,
for
watch,
like.
Come show on me.
So they go up your legs, two hands on both, one on each?
All on each side of your leg.
Oh, all right. Oh, two hands
one
on one
leg. Yeah.
Oh, they go all the way up.
And they're feeling, they're not like patting you down for like a gun.
They would need 17 or 20 people to get around my thighs.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They're looking for like any kind of little packet. Like maybe you've got some explosive, like maybe this thing is half the
like
explosive,
taped
but you have
to your leg.
Yeah. So they're coming up, they're looking for anything like that. Because it's pretty easy if you've got a gun or something metal for them to pat and tell, oh, you've got
something like a weird mole or something and they get to it.
Oh my gosh. So listen, seriously, he goes all the way up and runs back and forth and I'm like, He's behind me at that point.
So the back and forth, was that like
a good constant
I mean, was it fast? How was the pressure?
Did he build making up? It worse than it is. I really wish Carson was here to rein you people in.
Did he buy you a nice dinner beforehand?
No, he didn't kiss me on the neck or anything. Like he
what?
Just he comes up the other side. Then he comes around the front, and he does the same thing around the front. And then I think, well, that was pretty violative. They're not done. He got eye to eye with my down there, and he's like right at eye level with it.
Well done.
You ready? You ready? He goes. He kind of swatted this way and then swatted that
way. Swatted your stuff?
Yes.
He swatted your gooch?
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but yes. You want me to give you the full visual?
So he got up into there, man.
He got in there. It wasn't a swat. It was a full swipe. They swipe across. So imagine that this is your, you know.
Well, you're telling the bad guys what to do.
And he goes like this. Yeah. So they're telling them what to do. What? They're going to feel every inch of you. If you're hiding anything, he would have found it.
Okay, so they're basically feeling the inch?
Yeah. It was...
I don't think they find much on me.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll swat and go, I missed it. Oh, he's an innie.
Yeah, he's a... The turtle has not come out to play.
Yeah, I didn't have that problem. I got full swatted, and it was
for you, man.
Swipe this way, swipe that way.
Still, Vivica,
wax on, wax off.
Vivica, are you watching?
She should have been. She could have taken notes. That guy, you know, I was done. I went and put my shoes back on, and I smoked a cigarette. It was awful. Man.
What about your boobs?
Of course he got all my man boobs too.
Did he go up? Did he go up underneath? He lift them up?
They just run across. But, you know.
They were still feeling for...
Did you have to take one hand to pull it up? Did fries fall out? That's all. What about your underarm?
Snort.
You know, did he get in your underarm?
They come under your... Oh, yeah, you got to hold your arms out, palms up.
Where else
up
does
like
he come?
This. Okay. You know...
Does he...
It got real... I mean, he's... You're going too far.
What about, like... What about?
I'm
like,
not even kidding anymore. Like,
At some point, is there like cavity stuff?
No, I mean, it wasn't any of that. But
I mean, not. Are you out in public?
Oh yeah, I'm standing in the middle of the airport.
So everybody gets to watch you get molested.
Oh, everybody got to watch me get molested by this guy.
They're filming. You're online right now somewhere.
Here's the
Christmas
worst
party.
Part.
They're gonna be like, here's the one.
Here's the worst part. Here's the worst part. The same thing happens on the way back. So we're in Dallas coming back. The same thing happens. And I'm like, oh, fine.
Maybe let's they think you're cute.
No, and it was a different thing. Now we had liquid formula in the things that are pre-sealed. They're sealed. They're unopened. We got like four of them. Okay. Well, you have to open all of them and let us test them individually. Well, if you do that, they're only good for like 4 hours after you open them or something like that. So you would be wasting it.
Yeah.
Or we can swipe the outside, check your bag, and give one of you a full pat down. I'm like, again, if you were that person, this is so stupid. It's absolutely all just security theater, but I won't get any more into that. But anyway,
I bet when they ask, they go, okay, we got to pick one of Vic. I will. Me.
No. So I'm like, of course I'm going to do it. Again, I'm not going to make Vivica go through that. So I'm fine. I'll step up. That guy wasn't as bad.
Oh, really?
It wasn't as bad. I mean, it was still, he molested me and he touched my junk like 6 or 7 times. But
not 9 times.
It wasn't as aggressive. And I was like, wow, I feel like the little guy at the first airport did me wrong.
Was he old?
The first guy older?
Yeah.
See, I think like old guys don't care.
He doesn't care. Oh, old guys don't care.
You know how it is, like old guys at like the gym.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, they're completely. There's no shame in the game at all. Mm-hmm. But like this other guy, how old was he?
Oh, he was in his 30s or 40s.
Oh yeah, so he's younger, you know, and is like
he doesn't want to touch.
Yeah, he's grossed out more than you are,
and he should be.
Like whenever we got you your stripper, Big D's birthday years ago, we got him a male stripper. And the stripper was more grossed out than you were.
Did that guy die? Because sometimes I'll be at home and I'll close my eyes and I still smell him. And I feel like his ghost is lap dancing me.
By the way, he did not lap dance you. Let's not make it worse than it was.
I don't know. I don't remember much of that.
It was bad.
He had an old school boom box.
God, it was bad.
He put it on the counter and hit play.
He was wearing a cowboy hat and chaps. Yes.
I don't remember that.
Yes. You blocked it out of your memory.
I do remember his smell.
So much fun.
It was like baby oil. Like that baby oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, so much. What a great day.
Yeah, he was. Remember after we got like the bit was over, haha, and we're just kind of talking to him as a like dudes, mm-hmm. like, hey man, what's, you know? He was like, yeah, that was gross.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't touch you. He just came in and danced, but it was just, but, you know, three dudes there. Yeah, so, you know, but, he didn't enjoy that.
But. Yeah, but it's like, you know, when you play chicken, you're like, you know what? What if? You know, and your mind races. You know how you do, Patrick.
Any other good TSA stories, Patrick?
No. I feel what about like, the, seat? What about like the airplane seat? Did you fit in it?
Yeah, I fit in. I'm all right. Yeah.
Did you know that on Southwest, you can get two, I forget what they're called. There is a thing where you can get two seats, but you only pay for one.
What?
Yeah.
How?
It's got to be big.
You have to do it. It's part of a program. And when you get to the gate, you go up there and tell them, hey, I'm part of whatever thing. And they'll go, okay. And they give you they go on board and they hold two seats next to each other. And there's like a thing that says reserve, like you can't sit there. And so you go on and you sit there.
And on Southwest planes, the armrest doesn't go back flush. It pokes out a little bit.
On the new ones, they have the Max 8s now.
Yeah.
And they do. They go back flush.
I know what you mean, though. They kind of stick out.
What I don't like is that the armrest, if you get to the aisle or the window, I hate that the window seat has that armrest that won't go up.
Don't go up.
Yeah. It's so
that's
stupid.
Like dumb. If it went up, it'd be great.
Stabbing me in the side.
Only thing is, I have to tilt my head.
Yeah.
Because my head hits the side when it starts curving.
And I'm short enough to where the curvature of the airframe doesn't bug me at all.
I think in the 737 MAX 8, you're more in the curve than before. Like the curve seems more curvy.
Curvy?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah. I don't like sitting on I have to be on the aisle anyway just because of my knee.
And I have to be on the window so I can lean against something other than Big D.
It's called, okay.
Oh, sorry.
Don't even go off mic or anything. Just do it right.
I mean, whatever, man. Just the end of the week. I'm holding on. Like
we need you like a lapel mic or something. Yeah. Look it up. It's Southwest Airlines. Man, I really didn't want to type in fat seat, but I did.
Do it.
Fat friendly seats. Here we go. They have. Southwest policies that passengers who are too big to fit in a seat can buy two tickets in advance and then are refunded the extra seat if the plane isn't full.
So if it's full, somebody gets booted off the plane and it takes a seat. That kind of stinks because if they have a sold out flight, and could you imagine being like somebody who checks in as a C and you're late to your gate or whatever, and you walk onto the plane, and they're like, oh, sorry. Bubba's on the plane.
Yeah.
And then you go, what does this mean? And they're like, you can't get on. We have to get rid of your seat because he needs two.
That seems weird.
Do you have to let them know when you're booking that you're large?
Is this a result of when Kevin Smith got kicked off the plane for being too fat to fit in one seat?
Yep.
Is that what happened?
Yep.
And so now they have a whole...
And by the way, Kevin Smith was never that fat.
Oh, he was pretty fat. Yeah, he was.
Well, it's one of... It made him change. It was such an impact.
Well, no, and then he had a heart attack. That's what happened. Not shortly after that, yeah.
So anyway, you can... I don't know. I don't know that they... If it's... Surely, if it's... Because if someone buys a seat... I don't know. Look into
it. It's not assigned seats, so that's the thing. It's kind of one of those deals where, like,
So here's the criteria. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, wasn't it like American or somebody who recently got busted for overselling their planes?
They're all doing it.
They're offering like $10,000. Somebody got $10,000 to take another flight.
I'm in.
I saw that made the news.
I'm going to book a flight just so I can get canceled.
So the Southwest customer of size is called customer of size. I think I buy my clothes at that shop.
customer of size.
Is if you meet either of these criteria, any body part extends into the second seat.
All right.
Please.
I'm there.
Or you're unable to, with reasonable comfort, lower both armrests. Well, my gosh, I'm in both of these.
It's interesting because Big D and I, whenever we fly Southwest, he takes the aisle, I take the window, and then we always go, okay, puff up. And then we both just kind of, because I'm a wide dude anyway.
I know,
I'm
that like, only works
So you puff up and you just get a little wider. You just kind of put it out a little bit and he'll do it. And man, that seat in the middle looks like the space is this big. It looks like it's about maybe 7 to 8 inches in between us. And so nobody wants to sit there. So they usually will pass us as they go to the back of the plane looking for another seat.
We use the baby. We kept holding the baby kind of in between us, like he was in the seat. And if it had gotten to the end, nobody wants to sit by the baby.
No.
They all think a baby's going to cry. And also, well, it looks like, well, I'll just keep going. Plus, I'm fat. So that was an extra disincentive not to sit in the middle seat. But, yeah.
Other airlines have customer of size policies, not necessarily that. Like Delta's is if passengers of size flying on Delta don't pay double, they may be billed double without consent.
Ooh. I don't like that. Without consent is the part I don't like.
Yeah.
My body, my choice. I want to be able to be charged time, not twice.
Yeah.
They got to think about the person sitting next to you.
So anyway, yeah, look into it if you're going to be traveling.
Didn't know that was a thing.
Yep. So here it is.
I don't like persons of size, though. That is such a...
No, customer of size.
Or customer of size. Well, persons of size, customer of size. The point is, just say large people.
Oh, you know what? This says that Southwest says that even if a flight is fully booked and there are no seats left, as long as a customer of size booked that extra seat in advance, they are guaranteed not to have someone sit next to them on a Southwest flight. All for
but
free.
But you still have to pay for that seat.
But it's refunded afterwards. You have to pay for your one seat. But you buy two, okay? Mm-hmm. And then...
If nobody sits there, they give you your money back.
Well, according to them, you're guaranteed. If you buy the two, that gets how they guarantee it. They're like, sir, these are both paid.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
And then after the plane land, then they refund you.
You're getting somebody off the plane. You're
right.
You pre-booked it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So anyway, look into it. And there's no charge for it. Well, except for the extra seat up front, but you get it refunded. Wow, this was a really depressing podcast.
I mean,
it wasn't started depressing. Off with
it was fun. We got to talk about his pat down. That pat to me was worth every second of this.
And your procedure. What are we going to call it? Do we have a code word for your procedure? It's procedure.
What did your buddy
weird.
At the baseball game? What's it with the plumber? That's a special type of plumber.
Like the Roto-Rooter?
Roto-Rooter.
That
sounds like something my grandpa would say. We're going to get the old Roto-Rooter.
Let me see here. Hold on. I'm going to...
Oh, gosh. Don't Google it.
I'm going to see code... What do you call it? Slang for...
This is not good.
Our search history
is Bubba hasn't said enough stuff to offend people on this podcast.
I know.
Please,
that one,
do
I was
more.
Like, wow.
All right. Let me see...
Bubba,
you got the bumblectomy
filter.
Bumblectomy,
the bumblectomy.
Bumblectomy,
I guess, is one.
That's pretty good.
Home invasion.
No, I like home invasion a lot.
And see, that was worth the Google.
Yeah.
The swollenoscopy. The brolinoscopy. Cleaning out the barn.
No.
Gone fishing.
No.
Let's see. Hamster cam.
Hamster camp?
Hamster cam is great.
Cam. Oh, hamster cam.
Let's see.
I mean, I don't know why we kept reading after home invasion.
Cornholoscopy. I don't know what that means.
Home invasion really is.
Your special brocasion. That's not bad.
Yeah, home invasion is really
home
the best.
Invasion is the best. If you're looking for a good term for that, there you go.
So, So when people call, when you're out, like, hey, is Patrick out? I'm sorry. He had a home invasion.
He had a home invasion this morning. Yeah.
He's not able to be. He wasn't able, not able to be here. He's been
Someone
roofied.
Someone asked me to do something the day before, and I was like, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be able to leave my house on that day because.
So you can't eat anything for 2 days?
Oh, not only can I eat, but they make you drink the stuff, and then you basically.
But I mean, 2 days?
You have to stop eating on like the, so I'm having it done on a Monday. You have to stop eating on the Saturday, and then.
At midnight.
And I don't
That's
know.
A day.
I have to look at the day. I think it's like 8 p.m. because it's like 36 hours.
Okay.
And then they make you start taking the stuff early in the morning on Sunday. And like,
you're just attached to the bathroom.
You just live there. I'm moving. I have a spare TV that we don't use. A flat screen. I'm putting it in the bathroom. I'm only sad that there's no football on.
You're gonna put.
You're
that's
gonna put
how
it
long
in the bathroom,
dude. You're gonna end up with hemorrhoids.
Some people say you literally have to camp out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you just?
I'm not going to get more than 20 feet from it. I'll tell you that.
But I mean, after like at some point, it's like
You have to drink like 2 gallons of this.
Oh, stuff. 2 gallons?
Oh yes, or something like that. Yeah, and they make you it flush you out, bro.
Well, 2 gallons of anything will do that. Do you get 2 gallons?
Not as bad as this.
Yeah,
this is nothing to flush you out like that.
Can you pick what flavors?
I don't know. No, they tell you to mix the stuff in like vodka. Tell you to mix it in Gatorade. Oh God.
Oh my God! You'd be like a giant baby.
I have to stop drinking
drunk
alcohol
and just crapping on yourself,
dude. You wear a onesie, and you just have like the little chute in the back that opens.
You wouldn't care.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be like, I don't care, man.
Really, he would be like,
why is?
I mean,
Patrick's in the tub. Why is he in the tub? It's just don't go in there.
Don't go in there. It's fine,
these guys. All I know, there's a smell, and I think I hear basketball games.
Yeah. Seriously, I'm really sad there's no football on that Sunday because it's coming up in like 2 weeks. I'm like, oh, that would be so great. I would just sit there and watch football all day. And yeah. That's a perfect excuse. Can you – no, I can't lift anything because it might. You never know. I can't be doing any yard work. Can't be helping around the house.
So after
you don't
the
want
fact,
me over the carpet. Let me
so
tell you
after
right
the
now.
Fact, do they give you like a diaper to wear?
No, after the fact, you just sleep it off.
Oh, you're fine afterwards. I don't know if you're leaky or what.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It's not like that. It's
well, good. Do you have stuff in your – family history of
yeah
of so. Oh you did why,
yeah
okay so. Yeah you should get that done
yeah that's why I'm going
yeah good
just don't go it's to the time. Dentist to do it that's a Larry joke that's like well, something that your dad joke. Would say
yeah I was out there
just don't go to a dentist
my dad man
I went in and got a colonoscopy and the first thing I thought was I need to get a new dentist. See, that's a good joke.
And that's a pretty good joke.
Yeah.
Bubba said it. Of Frankenstein way. it's like when a kid's playing telephone. Tell a joke, and it, by the time it gets to you, it sounds whatever Bubba says. That would
I'm
be
sorry,
pretty
that
funny.
Didn't make any sense at all.
Telephone?
No, Bubba's joke.
Oh, Bubba's
saying it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well,
just don't go to the dentist.
I
what?
You're about done.
Don't get the pea gravel. Okay. What? Wait, pea gravel? What are you doing? I don't know. And that's when Bubba goes, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. It had pea in the word, so I said it.
Okay. I love you all. No, I love
you.
I do.
I love you too.
Patrick, I love you.
Hey, follow us on TikTok.
Yeah, we need
yes.
your help. Thank
follow
you.
Us on TikTok at Big D and Bubba. B-I-G-D-A-N-D.
I'm glad Carson was not
oh,
here
boy, no kidding. This conversation doesn't happen if Carson's here.
No, we get it out of our system, you know?
And then when she's back next
week. If you're listening and you're good. Thinking, I need to stop listening. No, it'll be fine. Next week will be better, I promise.
Yeah, it will be. We'll have a referee tote next
Do you
week.
Guys remember like the very first podcast ever?
I talked about poop for 45 minutes.
Yeah, I know. We talked about poop. And
it
like
was
this
awful.
Just feels like full circle.
No.
Well, we didn't really. I mean, it was.
He just, Bubba had been, it was 20 years of Bubba holding in. Can't say poop on the radio. Don't talk about poop. Don't talk about pooping. Don't talk about bodily functions because
he's
against the rules. And he just let it all out in one podcast.
Well, you're about to let it all out.
Can you blame him? Can you blame him?
All right. Love you guys. Thanks again, O'Reilly. Y'all are awesome. Pickle Jar app. And again, please go and follow our TikTok at Big D and Bubba.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was
Home
the
invasion.
Podcast.
Home Invasion.